Subset B is resolution 2019-25. This is to vacate the dead-end portion of South Baldwin Street for SCDC. Mr. Smith, back to you.
All right, thank you again. Currently, the Sturgis Economic Development Corporation, they've submitted a petition requesting to vacate a portion of South Baldwin Street adjoining and abutting Block F and Block J of Glover's Second Edition. It is a portion of South Baldwin Street of its intersection with Anda, and this portion of the street is to be vacated is 10,879 square feet. So you can see that the street at dead ends is not used for travel anymore since the interstate or that interstate intersection was redone. If vacated, the neighboring properties, lots J6 and SBC, are owned by the Sturgis Economic Development Corporation currently and the Sturgis Brewing Company, respectively. Both property owners have signed the petition and would receive half of the area to be vacated. SEDC requests that portion of South Baldwin Street be vacated is no longer suitable for public use and has not been used for travel, as I said, for some time. Utility companies have been contacted. City utilities are located in the area to be vacated. We have utilities through there, and we will maintain a 43-foot easement for our utilities through there. 42 or 43? Okay, sorry, 42-foot easement, and that will be in case we need to open that up for any repairs or anything of the water and sewer. Planning Commission reviewed the request and voted to recommend approval. The petition was also reviewed by the Municipal Utility Board, and at that time, no objection was made. While the crest will not be detrimental to traffic circulation or access, staff has raised concern about vacating the street at one time, about the water and sewer, but that's taken care of with the easement that will be running through it. Any questions?
I have a question, if I might. Black Hills Energy also sent a concern in as to an easement that they need as well. Is that included in that, or does that run clear across that road? They are requesting an easement as well.
Mr. Barney, can you assist? Would that be included in our easement with that, or would that be a separate one?
If it's a utility easement, if that's, I haven't seen the agreement. If the
agreement, we don't have one yet.
Then if an agreement is drafted and the agreement says all utilities, and if what they're talking about is underground utilities like electric, then that should be included.
There are two electric boxes on each side of that road. I assume that 42 feet does not encompass.
Then if you're talking about utility improvements that are located outside of the proposed easement area, then they'd not be included. Now, I don't know what the plan is as far as.
Good evening, Council.
Go ahead.
What I think they're probably talking about with utilities is what the setback from Anna Street.
Yes.
So
10-foot setback or?
Yeah, what?
Five.
That's four. How I would think. I don't think there is.
Well, currently the Black Hills Energy already has a utility easement for what they've got through there.
Right.
Because it's in public right-of-way.
Right.
I think perhaps the question is it tied with the Anna Street right-of-way?
That's what would be my guess.
Yes, that would be.
Well, but I believe to address the question, I don't know that Black Hills Power has looked at it, but it may be that their improvements right now are located within Anna Street, not the Baldwin right-of-way, and therefore changing that particular right-of-way is not going to affect their ability to keep it in the Anna Street right-of-way.
Yeah, that's correct. There won't be any change on the Anna Street.
I saw a print earlier, and I don't think, but it's a water and sewer. What's in?
Water and sewer is through
ours. That's all in there.
That's the only thing.
That's
in
the
there.
Reason I say the power and that's what is probably running parallel with Anna.
Right. Power is east and west. This is running north and south.
And, of course, the quickest way to know that is the width of the pavement of Anna Street versus the width of the. It's noted here on one drawing that I see that the Anna Street right-of-way is 60 feet, I presume. That the pavement right now is certainly not 60
no.
feet. So as you noted, it could very well already.
Yeah, how wide is that road? I mean, with the easement, there's hardly anything left. You know, there's, what, 16 foot, 18 foot left. You know, 12 on one, 6 on the other. There's going to be no building on it, strictly parking, you know. My concern up front was, and I know Chris very well, but that's how our semis are exiting our property, is underneath that big billboard, and they're going down South Baldwin. So, really, I mean, at least we can fill the ditches and make parking and so forth. But other than that, you know, now we got to pay tax on it. So is it a smart move or not? You know, I mean, like we can do it right now. We just can't really use the ditches, but maybe we come back and ask to fill in the ditches. But Chris really needs it for his property. You know, I mean, he kind of got cut back, I think, a little bit on square footage from what he was really wanting. And it just gives him overflow parking is what he's looking for on his side of the street. We're going to use it for some parking, but it's going to be a road still. I mean, it's not going to be nothing different than really what it is, but look a lot nicer.
Who's going to tell the semis that always park there at night that they can't park there?
Is that going to be you, Mr. Carter?
I've left him notes, you know, like a long time ago. He just didn't follow to him.
That'll be my job.
You got to catch him there, though. That's the hard part.
Oh, yeah. I know where he lives.
Oh, you do?
Questions from counsel for Mr. Carter, or more questions for Mr. Smith at all? I guess I'd like to make one more comment. Prior to a few years ago, the Black Hills Energy power lines were above ground, and Black Hills Energy fixed that and put them underground, which really made the property more appealing to purchase. So we were talking about Black Hills Energy, so I wanted that on the record. How about public input on this matter? Vacation of a dead-end street that includes a 42-foot easement so the city can still go and fix the water and sewer if we need to. Coming up, Mr. Dahl.
My name's Palmer Dahl. I just had one question on that. As far as maintenance of that road, that's all there now. If we dig it up or whatever there, you know, for some reason the water or the sewer, do we pay for that or do they take that in because it's their property, or how does that work?
I don't know if I can address that other than to say that city sewer and city water that comes down through there, I think from under the interstate. I'm not even sure.
Mm-hmm. But I mean maintenance of the street or whatever. They've got a roadway there now. Once it becomes theirs, it's their property there.
Yes, they would fixed. Maintain it if there came a point where we'd actually have to dig up and do work on the sewer or something. We would replace it to light condition. That's what we've done in the past to other easements where we've maintained, but that doesn't mean on an annual basis or anything else that we do maintenance on that.
Okay, just interested. Thank you.
Other public comments, questions, concerns on this potential action?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2019-25, which is the vacation of the dead end portion of South Baldwin Street.
I will second that.
Got a first by Rhea and a second by Terry. Any last discussion, public or council? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.